And the really interesting part of it all is that for some of you who've listened to me so many times, who've let my voice take you down so many times, who have helped you get into that headspace, that place where my every word is your reality, your daydream, your fantasies. You're so conditioned to touch yourself, not touch yourself, to feel that ache and that burn inside of you. Whenever I tell you a story. So I would hope, and I would think, and I'm rarely wrong when it comes to matters of kink and sex and motivations and lust. I rather think knowing it's a real story. This is who I am and this is what I do. Should add a little bit of spice to it. Because I can assure you, when I'm doing these things, knowing that someone's watching, knowing that someone's going to hear about it, knowing that someone's going to share in on this creatively intimate moment, it just makes it so much fucking hotter. Now, let me tell you about Star. She is fucking gorgeous. Like, I love my tits. I have great tits. But hers are comparable, which is truly saying something. To have tits as big as she does and not have to always wear a bra because they're still just so fucking perky. We've been friends for like 5 or 6 years. I can't remember exactly. I can't even remember the first time I met her, but she's like, very quickly just became one of those friends it's like, you can't really imagine life without. They just fit so seamlessly into your life. They're so much like you. Though, she's a lot more spiritual than I am. Sweet, wonderful person. And for the entire time we've been friends, we've always jokingly flirted with each other, you know? Except, to degrees that sometimes go a little past just a joke. I remember one time, she seems to feel free to grope me whenever she wants to. She's, if you can believe it, more outgoing than I am when it comes to these things. And I remember one time we were playing a poker game, and she didn't realize I was playing against my father at the table. And she comes up behind me and grabs my boobs and squeezes. And oh God, the look on my poor father's face. Oh, it was awful. But that's my Star. That's one of my best friends. And we've had our moments. Here and there. It's always been kind of clear there's a spark between us, a mutual attraction, a mutual appreciation for each other's bodies and spirits. And I took her to her first kink event, and that was a lot of fun. And at one point we were cuddling together with another guy, but I was feeling particularly possessive that day, so I didn't want to share that sub, so it didn't really go much further. So we've always teased around the edges, and then there was, what was it, Monday night? No, it was Tuesday night. Tuesday night, she came over, and we went out to dinner, And we got to chatting a bit. We had a lot of fun chatting. And one of the things we discussed was her fiancé. Great guy. He's also kind of a sap. I'd describe my friend Star as more of a switch. But she leans towards the sub. She wants to please. And I could just tell that she really, really needed to get dominated. So when we got back from dinner, she was asking me about vibrating butt plugs, as she's looking into getting one to use on her fiancé. I bought her a strap-on and a dildo for her birthday, actually. That was really fun, so I'm sad she hasn't used it yet. But, I took her down into my dungeon, and I showed her my vibrating butt plugs. I have two of them, actually. And then, of course, I had to show her all the rest of my toys. That's simply, like, how many people do you really get to show off your fucking dungeon to? And so, I take her around the room, and I'm showing off the things that she hasn't seen yet, because she's been down here before. I once strapped her to my Spankmeister. Didn't really do much with her. We were still playing it off as joking at that point. But I had to show her my fucking machine, of course. A recent acquisition that brings me so much joy, as I can just put it up to guy's butt and fuck him with it. I haven't done it to a girl yet. I think that'll be fun, too. And I think I have my first contender. But she was very impressed by the fucking machine. You could tell she wants to get on my fake cock on the fucking machine. she stated it pretty explicitly. So of course I was showing her all the different controls, like the way to make it go faster, make it go slower. There's like 30 different options for the fucking machine to make it go at different speeds, different intervals, different depths, lengths, different patterns, rhythms. It's really fun. Normally I just like get it going and then mess with it in between deaths when I'm gaming. And it's really fun. But then I showed her my latest box of acquisitions, which is a bunch of stuff for kinky outfits, little accessories. Thanks to my Patreon, I can occasionally buy like silly, stupid shit like that. And this time I got a bunch of like, let's see, a couple wigs, like gloves, like vinyl spandexy looking skirts and leggings and so on. Bottoms that'll go really good with a corset. I got a couple of masks, and one of the masks, they sent me two of the same one, so I offer extra to my friend, and she immediately puts it on and wants to play dress up. So I've always wanted to like dress up a girl. They're so much more fun to dress up than boys. So I showed her this silly little strappy thing that it's like, it's no bigger than a thong, and it goes around your breasts and it goes over your shoulders, but it's literally just one little strap. So she took off her shirt and she took off her bra and she put on the little strappy thing. So I find some little ripped up black gloves and I have her put those on. At this point, I start feeling it. That kind of toppy, spacey, and I just kind of decide, okay, I'm gonna go for it this time. So I pull out a little vinyl skirt, and she takes off her pants and she puts it on. And I suggest to her that she might not want to wear any panties because we want to take pictures for her fiance. And the panties would just not match. So being a good girl, she just strips them right off. And I pull her hair back into a ponytail. And she just looks fucking gorgeous. She has a couple of tattoos and they're really cool and accentuate all of the black in her skin. So I look around my dungeon, which I need to renovate and change the walls and flooring to be more dungeony. Right now I have all the furniture, but, you know. So I'm looking around and thinking, where can I pose her for optimal dungeony look? I've already put, like, the lights to red. The music is on. I choose the CBT chair, which, if you've never seen one, is a chair where the legs go off in a V, and then the arms are up like a T, and there's eye hooks everywhere. So I bring her over. I have her face the wall, put her knees on top of the cushions. I pull her arms up, and then I take some zip ties, and I zip tie her wrists to the eye hooks on each side of the chair. I start running my hands over her, because at this point, I just can't help it. Her skin's so soft. Her hair smells so good. And her back is almost completely bare. There's just that one little strap from whatever the fuck that thing is I had her put on. I curve my hands on the side of her back, moving them up to cup those breasts, lift them, feel how fun and heavy they feel. Something about the weight of those tits themselves, that kind of bouncy weight. It's so fucking fun and hot. I want to relax her. And I know, my friend, just like I know Anissa, I know the weaknesses and vulnerabilities that lust can bring. I put my mouth right next to her ear, and I start to whisper, "You dirty girl. But it's okay. You look beautiful right now. Just absolutely gorgeous." As I run my finger down her back, my fingers dipped into a little bit of coconut oil I have, and I start rubbing it over her skin, just telling her to relax. We're just gonna take some pretty pictures. I ask her if the zip ties are too tight, and she tells me they feel great. And I rub my hands into her, my thumbs into her shoulders, pressing her head forward as I dig them into the sides of the back of her neck. Just rubbing away any stress, any tension she might have. And all the while I'm talking to her, it's about time we finally got to this point. You know, I've always enjoyed your body as much as I've enjoyed you as a friend. If I close my eyes, I can still vividly picture that time we were skinny dipping at a party.
And the way your body moves when you swim under the water, so fucking graceful. And I just know that you're gonna be a good girl for me, aren't you? She says yes. But I had to correct her. No, no, honey. If we're gonna do this right, you're gonna have to show me the proper respect. Say yes, mistress. And of course she did. Say those beautiful words. I kissed her ear and said, good girl.
And then I pulled back and started taking some pictures to send to her boyfriend. Well, fiancé. I don't think she has the ring yet, though, so I'm always confused when it hits that point, but I took some pictures, and then I left her there. I was like, I'll be back. And I left her zip-tied to the CBT chair. As I went upstairs and I was looking around, debating her, having that internal debate in my mind, it's probably too soon to just use a straight-up knife. Let me reassure her, where are my safety scissors? So I come downstairs with scissors instead of a knife, and I start walking towards her. She looks over and sees them. And then you can kind of see, like, a little bit of disappointment in her eyes. So I put the scissors down, and I say, do you want to try something else? She's like, what else? And I go over, and I dig through one of my bags. And I pull out my thumper, which is this leather thumpy kind of toy. There's a picture of it on my dungeon album somewhere. But I pull it out, and I just show her. I'm like, just this. She's just like, okay. That looks fun. I'm going to have to work on that yes mistress training a little bit at a later date, I think. But I bring it over, and I start rubbing it up and down her back. Starting at the tailbone, just bringing it slowly up the center, all across her spine. Just a little lick of the leather. I rub it over her shoulder, over those breasts in front, almost hugging her with my breast press up against her back. I bring it under her face so she can smell it. Smell that leather. And I pull it back. And I pull myself back. And I raise my arm. And then smack. Not too hard. Maybe medium. I start beating her back with it. From shoulder to shoulder. And down to her butt, which is sticking out from the position I have her in. Just that little teeny vinyl skirt protecting her ass from my strikes. I like to touch while I beat to cause pleasure while I cause pain, so I start rubbing my hands over her as I hit her. I start talking to her. I know she's easily hypnotized. I took her to a hypnosis convention, though. I've never actually hypnotized her before. And I just start talking to her. In the same tone I'm in now. Just that nice, easy to follow. Easy to obey, easy to surrender voice. You're doing perfect.
Being such a good girl. Just relax for me. I want you to feel the connection between us. The connection that only grows stronger every time I hit you. I want you to feel that bump not as pain, but as an intense jolt of intimacy. I want you to feel each thump against you as a pattern, as a rhythm. I know you can be hypnotized by words so easy, but right now I want you to focus on those thumps, going from one side to the other, up and down your body. While the pattern's not always the same, the pattern is always there. You can always follow my rhythm. Just being a good girl. As I hit you again and again. And any time it hurts, any time the pain spikes, any time I hit you with a bit more intensity, I want you to focus on my other hand, on me rubbing into your sore muscles, taking away all of your stress. Let the pain, just feel the intensity of it. Just feel the intensity, except feel it. In my other hand, where I'm rubbing you, where I'm touching you, where I'm making you feel so good. And just let yourself fall into that pattern, into that rhythm. Feel yourself connecting to it. A form of energy that washes over you, so warm and so nice. That's a good girl star. I think you can take a little bit more. I think your body is all warmed up. I think your mind is all warmed up. How about it, star? Will you be a good girl for me and take some more? And of course she answered yes. So I go and I return the thumper. And I seek about for a little bit different of a toy. Since she is in the absolute perfect position for it, I grab my fogger. Well, one of them. This one is rubber and leather mixed together, so it has that nice thump. That's so satisfying, but it has a little bit of sting to go with it. It's really fun, and it's black and blue, which are my colors. I'll give you one guess as to why. Now, this particular flogger has two finger holes instead of a handle. There are two little loops that come out from the base of the flogger, and it's just a different way to hit. It's more fluid. And I start flogging her lightly at first, against that bare back. I get a little harder, I go a little deeper. She's moaning now, enjoying it. Being a good girl and showing me how much she's enjoying it. And I see the skin underneath the flogger just glowing and starting to get redder and redder. It's such an intimate moment, you know? Such an intimate moment when somebody is restrained, completely vulnerable. Somebody that you already know intimately. You're beating them. And while consent is there, at the same time, you're still beating them. They're still restrained. There's still absolutely nothing they can do. The trust is so beautiful and so intimate. And I beat her. Again and again. All across her back. All across her ass. Until finally I can tell she's starting to space out a bit. And I start to tell her about subspace, because she's saying, I feel different. Of course you feel different. I know what I'm doing. You think just because some guy hypnotized you at a convention, you know what having a dom control you's like. Well, let me tell you, there's nothing quite like somebody that's willing to hurt you a little bit. There's nothing quite like somebody who will bring you down. Not from words, not from puzzles that they make with their mouth, but with rhythms and patterns that they can move against your skin. Where the euphoria that comes, the rush after each hit. And I can always take you to a place where you can experience that and appreciate that. It's called subspace. When you've given your trust, you've given your control. It's powerful. It feels good. And you'll have to be careful, honey, because it's very addictive. Very addictive how good it feels when I control you. Because I know so much about you. I know what you like. I know that right now you're dripping under that little vinyl skirt that you put on for me. I saw you take your time when you took off your pants, when you put on the skirt. I saw you instantly remove those panties when it was mentioned how natural it was for you. Of course, that's one of the most beautiful things about you. How natural it is for you to connect with your sexual side. I know everything about you. I might not know the names of your friends, your families. I might not know what school you went to. But I know you. I know you're a submissive. And I know what you need, moreover what you want, moreover what you desire. And I can use it to get right inside your head and fuck your brains out just with a few words. I laugh a little to reassure her, but you can already see that she's spaced out from it. Completely happy, nipples perky, completely mine. I always love that moment. Where the beating combined with the touching combined with the words. And you can just see on their face the pure worship. The completely unreasonable levels of devotion. Desire to stay in the blissed out place that they're currently in. They would do anything to stay in that mindset, stay in that subset, and for that you own them. And they trust you. And it's beautiful.
Of course.
It'd been getting late. And a good dom has to make sure a sub gets proper aftercare. So I cut her loose. And I brought her over to my massage table. And just started giving her a nice little massage. Telling her how good she had done. She was still really spacey. And she's like, I've been hypnotized, but that's like just different and better. And it was really fun. A good, you know, ego kick as always. But I started giving her a massage. And had her take all of the clothing off. I mean, she has big tits. You can, you know, her butt needs to get worked on. You gotta get into that sciatic nerve, put an elbow up in there. And I rubbed her all over, relaxing her, de-stressing her as we chatted a little bit, kind of discussed the scene and the situation. And discussed her helping me make a little file, which I think all of you will enjoy very, very much. Sorry, lovies. You'll have to wait for another time for the sex chapter, because that one hasn't happened yet. The way she looks at my fucking machine,